With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. With a major change right around the corner, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the GOP-controlled House and Senate plan to hit the ground running once the 119th Congress is sworn in.
We will probably start our work on January 20th on the president's January 3rd on the president's nominees, and let the House take the lead on some of the budget questions and the big bill that we'll need to pass next year that will extend and enhance the tax cut bill from 2017.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Prominent Washington journalist Ben Domenech is very pleased with the Trump cabinet nominations, including the selection of combat veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth for defense secretary.
It's out of left field for some people in Washington who are used to the traditional approach, but I think that we were going to always get some roll of the dice picks from Donald Trump.
Political leaders in Alaska have welcomed Donald Trump's pledges to expand oil production. They hope he will undo restrictions imposed by the Biden administration on huge areas of Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope, as well as pursue drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Also at SRNnews.com, many people are upset over an edict sent out by Oklahoma's education superintendent.
Ryan Walters has sent an email to public school superintendents requiring them to show students his video announcement of a new Department of Religious Freedom and Patriotism. Walters announced the new office on Wednesday and on Thursday sent the email to school superintendents statewide. Two of the state's largest districts, Edmond in suburban Oklahoma City and Bixby in suburban Tulsa, say they have no plans to show the video. Keith Peters reporting.
McDonald's is investing $100 million to bring customers back to stores after an outbreak of E. coli food poisoning tied to onions on the fast food's Giant's Quarter Pounder hamburgers. This is SRN News. The annual Christmas Wars begins in Britain. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
Debenhams department store has removed a holiday sweater bearing the words, "A Gay in a Manger," complete with a crib and a rainbow flag. British clergymen and Christian ministries threaten to boycott. Seems every year at this time, LGBT groups try to co-opt the holiday, or atheist groups try to ban any presentation of the real meaning of Christmas, or Satanists seek to set up pagan statues next to the manger. And so the Christmas wars begin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5 years ago, the Satanic Temple in the United States made headlines when it was designated as a church. Now a similar organization in Chile is asking the government to recognize it as a religious association. In order to join Chile's Temple of Satan, applicants must choose a new name, normally that of a demon or fallen angel, which they will be identified inside the temple and among other associates. Experts say Chile is suffering a crisis of faith. This is SRN News. A California nut is becoming very popular. Here's John Scott.
Farmers have been devoting more land to pistachios, which are seen as hardier and more drought-tolerant in a state prone to dramatic swings in precipitation. The nut has surged over the past decade to become California's sixth biggest agricultural commodity in value, generating nearly $3 billion last year. Industry experts say pistachio orchards can withstand drought better than some other crops and take less water per acre than the state's biggest nut crop, almonds. Much of the crop is headed to China. John Scott reporting.
The House has passed legislation that would provide full Social Security benefits to millions of people. The measure won bipartisan support in a 327-75 vote in what is now the lame duck period for Congress, but Senate passage isn't assured despite considerable support. The Senate has a jam-packed schedule in the remaining weeks of the year. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.